Testing, 1, 2, 3, I think we're on. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the third episode of this magnificent, this luxurious podcast known as the Harkert Singh Podcast. Needless to say, it's been a while on this podcast, guys, hasn't it? I actually just checked before I started this one. The last time I uploaded a video was January 31st of 2021. And I'm going to just let the date that I said breathe a little bit. Yes, you heard right. January 31st, 2021. If we count correctly, that's exactly 1,330 days ago, which for one is an insane thing to say, insane number. But can't blame anybody but myself, is that right? But really why I even started this, man, is like this is actually for me like almost an outlet, which is why I started like the page to begin with, was not only to document the journey, because I think I, you know, started my first video with like blogs and Q&As and all that stuff. But it was like an outlet for me. I looked back, I really enjoyed like the two podcasts that I did, and I kept telling myself, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to record again. I'm going to start it. But clearly, man, you make time for the stuff you want to make time for. And I guess for the last 1,300 days, I just hadn't had time to record a podcast, which is not true. I just didn't make time because, man, this content creation thing, I'm not going to lie to you, it's hard. And until I started doing it is, or until I at least attempted to start doing it, is when I realized how hard it actually is. And, you know, you see these content creators, influencers, YouTubers, Instagram, TikTokers, like you see them posting every day, you see them podcast every week, and you don't realize how much work like it does. I know it doesn't take a lot of work because really it's just a microphone. I hit record on this mic and like voila. But I kind of just want to start there. Is shout out to all you content creators who are consistent, who do this day in and day out, who post day in and day out. Because man, I'm not gonna lie to you, I have a really big passion for this. But I guess I just, in every video that I look back and I posted, I always say, like, you don't know when I'm going to post again, like almost like a haha, like as a joke. But it's actually not really funny, but also it's very true, at least on my part. And again, there might be a lot of you out there too that struggle with the consistency of the content schedule, the creation, the posting, the recording, and like, just honestly, you know, join the boat, man, because it's a joke to think that I haven't posted in 3 years and 7 months, at least on the podcast part of it. You know, I started like posting on TikTok in like 2021, grew a very small following. But I guess that's another thing I was like, I'm looking back at it right now on the channel, and I was looking like the first podcast, man, I might as well just pull it up. I'm pretty sure the recording doesn't stop. No, it doesn't. So like I look at my page, and I guess this is another problem that I have, is I have 170 subscribers on this, and I appreciate each and every one of you. By the way, it's been so long that I guess I just forgot to do this. If you're going to stay through the end, if you stay through the end, like, comment, subscribe. I might take another 5 years to post. Who knows? But have to throw that in there. But like, yeah, I posted. The last podcast had like 600 views. First podcast I did have 1,200 views. Another video I had like, the best video I had 3,000 views, 3,400 views. And like, I just didn't like realize that there's people that listen, because I look at myself, I'm like, bro, I listen to podcasts all day, but it's, again, it's the person that, you know, it's not the person that has a passion for it, but it's the person that does it day in and day out, does the recordings, sits down, does the edits. Like, they're the ones whose podcasts are going to pop off. And, you know, I would love, I can't say I would love because it's in my hands, but I want this podcast to pop off. Because if anything knows, anyone knows anything about me, they know that I can talk and I can ramble and I have a lot to say about a lot of things. And I just, again, I think screw all of that. Anytime I hit, I've recorded, I've made videos, it's been like a personal outlet for me, especially these podcasts, especially just, you know, just getting on a mic and sharing with you guys kind of what's on my mind. And I was thinking to like why today had been, it's been 1300 days. If you didn't hear that, 1300 days since I recorded my last podcast. And why today? Like, because between then and now, so much has changed, which I'm going to, you know, get into that in a little bit. But I was just thinking, like, why did I start? Why did I hit record today? Because I, on my drive to the office today, you know, I think we all struggle with how we deal with the past. I'm no different. And for whatever reason, today I kind of just woke up and was in, like, memory lane. Just kind of the entire day, man, honestly, looking back at, you know, where I was when the last podcast was recorded, looking through the YouTube videos, just seeing, you know, speaking of 2021, like what was going on in, for me in that time. And I almost kind of want to do like a 3-year recap, while at the same time, of course, bring up some stuff that is very relevant today and kind of what's going on with me today. But honestly, just like take a deep breath and just review over kind of what has happened. And if I, you know, I guess that's my little like voice effect of like going back in time. But 3 years ago, I guess when the day that podcast came out, I look back, I was still in my first apartment that I had, you know, gotten. Literally the eve of COVID. Day I think COVID started going rampant is the day I moved in 2020. This episode went up in like 2021, so I was in the mix of apartment searching, where I was going to go next. I had just graduated UTD. I was anticipating the start of my new job. What else was I doing? Just being a dad. I don't want to say that past tense, but Prince was 2.5. Also, I don't know why I said it like that, but Prince was 2.5 years old at the time. And it was really my first full year of living alone, on my own, just me and him. And that in itself, you know, is crazy, because now Prince is 5, turning 6, as crazy as that to say. I mean, I'll pop it up here. He just had his first day of school earlier this month. I just turned 25 on the 6th of this month. Yes, I guess for all the astrology ladies, that makes me a Leo, good, bad, and different. I'm not sure, but I was told I was a Leo, which might have something to do with me talking a lot. I'm not sure. But I know, and I don't hope this isn't going to be all scrambled around, but it's really a very uncut. I say that, but this is my second time recording it, but as uncut as it could be, because I still don't want it to be a bad product. I want this to be a organic product, but something that is raw and just something that, again, is just me, hence the name. And, you know, a lot of podcasts, one thing that I was thinking back, I was like, man, since I did those last two, on one I had a another individual, and the other one, it was just myself. And, you know, I don't know if I might start bringing guests, but shit, I have a lot to talk about first, you know. Maybe we'll bring the guest on later down the line. But right now, this is a solo show, man. This is a solo show. If you guys got a problem with it, too bad. But yeah, man, I think I was in the middle of excitement, looking forward to kind of what the next chapter of my life was going to unfold. But at the same time, I've always had this bug of content creation, man. And I think a lot of people do. Actually, you know, there's other friends or other people that I see online, and there's a lot of us that are inconsistent, man. And I just kind of want to dive into that. It's like, why? Like, why are, I don't want to say most of us, but I say for myself, I am consistently inconsistent. And I can look into the camera and really say that, because it's something that I've observed about myself for the last handful of years. And kind of my backstory, I guess, or where I've came is, I remember I was, you know, just starting this new job as like customer, you know, I guess relationship advocate. I had gotten my degree in finance, very generic. No, I didn't go down the doctor or engineer route. Might have, should have. And I remember when I was like a junior in high school, I was like, I'm going to be a dentist. Then I realized how long I'd be in school. And I was like, no, I guess I'm not going to be a dentist. I guess I just want to figure out how to make money. And a lot of, you know, when you're starting college, there's always this like unique proposition, I guess, that everybody comes around. It's like, what are you, you're looking for what your passion is or what you want to do. So you get this degree and you're so excited and you're looking forward to your first day at the job. And then shit starts to really hit the fan. And you're like, man, I didn't know that this is what I was going to do. And theoretically look back for, is this really what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? This is how I'm going to make money, and this is going to be my paycheck, and all these like realities start to hit when, especially right after you graduate college, because, you know, depending on where you go to high school, where you go to college, sorry, it's just another extended 4 years of high school, except there's no supervision. For most, I guess I'll frame this by saying there's like two ways you can go down. You know, you can go down the 4 year experience where you're staying on campus, you're in the dorm room, you might go to a college that has a big, you know, sports atmosphere, the D1 schools, you know, the Texas A&Ms, the Texases, the OUs, the Oklahoma States, which I had a lot of my friends that went there. I had that option, but evidently I decided not to go down that route. I decided to go to UTD, which is better known, I guess, as a, you know, commuter school for most, but the acronym itself, at least the UTD, University of Texas at Dallas, has been coined many different things, one of which is UT, University of Texas at Dilley, and University of Texas for Thisies. Because there aren't a lot of other people other than Asians there, and that, you know, it's one of the very few universities, I think, across this country where Indians, Asians dominate the student population. So my college experience wasn't anything special. I went to class, went to work, went home, went to class, went to work, went home. Which is maybe why I graduated so, you know, I guess I didn't graduate so early. I graduated a semester earlier than I was supposed to. But I didn't have any sort of like college experience per se. Like, this might sound bad to say, but honestly, high school was more fun for me than college. And no, I say that to say, circling back, that once you graduate college is kind of when real life hits. You know, for me, I'd say real life hit a little sooner than that, of course, with being a teenage father and having a kiddo and all those kinds of things. That's in a separate bucket, but at the very least, still, like, I had responsibilities, but still the college experience wasn't anything like that. So when I graduated, you know, the professional real life hit. Like, all right, now I'm not going to school anymore. I don't have no class to go to. I have to figure out what the I need, I want to do professionally, which is honestly kind of one of the more, you know, it's not, I don't want to use the word scary, but it's actually a very daunting thing to look at. So, you know, I was just like everybody else, started my first job. And at that point, work from home was very, very prevalent. I was working from home, had my 9 to 5, was started in February. But like while I was going to school, I was Mr. Side Hustle, man. Like I was working at I had a part-time job at the bank. I was personal training at school at UTD at the fitness center. Some of you guys may or may not have joined some of my group fitness classes. Yes, I was a group fitness instructor. Pretty good one at that. It was actually really fun. And I had picked up Uber Eats, which even before COVID, you know, gig work, side hustles, and, you know, independent contractor work, as they call it. Uber was very clutch for me in college because for the first couple of years, like I just say my jobs in general were very clutch because the first couple of years, like I was living at home because I didn't move out until 2020. So the first 2 years of college, like I was working, I was staying at home. So I was stacking. Excuse me for the burps, by the way. It's very unprofessional for me, but am I going to edit that out? No, I'm not. But I was stacking, man. Like, and stacking is relevant because what my definition of stacking was at 18, 19 versus what it is now is, you know, completely night and day. But heck, you're going to college, you're making a couple extra $100 a week. Like, that goes a really long way, you know, especially when you live at home, have very little bills. Like, it was cool. And I say that to say that when I started working, somehow, some way, I was making less money but working more hours than when I was in school. And mind you, I had gotten a job that was per se supposed to be in my line of work for the degree that I got. And that's kind of like, I guess, the first reality check I had. And one thing about me is I make decisions, I wouldn't say impulsively, but I don't seek out much advice when I'm making a lot of decisions. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But like many things for me, it's just a thing that some, you know, others might do as well. But yeah, I just had this like epiphany, or I guess I had this realization that like I need to be making more money and spending and working less time, if that makes sense. Like, where it didn't make sense to me in my brain that my work hours increased, yet my pay decreased. And again, this, I told you, I was like doing side gigs and making more while still being in school than at my first job. And you know, old heads or, you know, even my peers might say, well, Ark, man, you should have been patient. You know, there's a slow climb to the top. And I just want to say, like, I am not anti 9 to 5. I have a lot of my friends who are really, really, really successful in their corporate jobs. You know, just in my friend circle alone, I have friends that are engineers, petroleum engineers, work, you know, general managers for wine companies, in the consulting space, supply chain, like, and they are doing really, really, really well for themselves at their age. And in a lot of cases, they're doing a little bit better than me, which is, I have no problem in admitting, because I did take a leap of faith. And when, like many of us have, many of you guys, I'm sure, listening in the chat, or listening in the chat, like I'm live streaming, that are listening to this, you know, a lot of you or some of you have taken that leap of faith of entrepreneurship, which I decided to do. And it is not easy, especially those beginning years, especially those beginning years. And I would say, you know, my road to entrepreneurship started the June of 2021, when I decided to just walk away from my job, which, looking back at it, My job wasn't hard at all. I was working from home, kind of like you see the memes. I was rolling up out of bed at 7:55, 7:50, brushing my teeth, putting my headsets on, clocking in, making breakfast while being clocked in, getting ready while being clocked in. And anytime I knew what time I had to Zoom, like it was really easy. It was really easy. But I don't know, man. I don't know what it was. Maybe my background. My dad's a business owner. I've never seen him work for anyone. He calls his own shots, works his own days. He's operated his own business. I don't know if it was the realization that I got during, like, man, I was making more money as an Uber driver, as personal trainer, working whenever I kind of wanted to. If I wanted to drive at night, I could drive at night. If I wanted to drive in the morning, I could drive in the morning. If I wanted to schedule clients, kind of working around my schedule. And that kind of autonomy, or that sort of like, it was always on me. Like, I preferred that. And I think that's the part that just really, really bothered me. And honestly, just led to me resigning, leaving that employer. And it was a great employer, by the way. Like, again, I would say this was all my decision. It was not employer driven. But all the things that employers offer, benefits, perks, certain discounts at certain places, like they all come in clutch, but like for me, I've like always just beat to what they call it, is like you beat to your own drum, or like whatever this say, however the saying goes. Like, I've always just been in my own world. Like, whatever I'm gonna do, I'm gonna do, per se. So like, if I literally, got up one day and it's like, I think I'm just gonna like quit. I did, and I didn't seek advice on with any of my friends. I didn't tell anybody in my family. I just did the damn thing. Like, a lot of stuff in my life, I just done the damn thing. And that was one of those decisions. And so I've been on this road of entrepreneurship for the last, like, exactly like 3 years. And that's probably like the next top. That's the next topic I'm gonna get into, is like entrepreneurship, like the hardships, or not even call it the hardships, but just that journey of waking up in the morning and not having to clock in. And if you've ever jumped or tried, I would say, jumped is wrong. If you ever gave entrepreneurship a chance, that's like the first thing that I guess was my realization, is, hey man, if I don't wake up at 7:50 and hit this clock in button, like, it doesn't matter. And it's the first time, and for anyone who's, again, anyone who's started the path of entrepreneurship, it's the first time in your life where if you just wake up and don't do shit, no one's there to be like, hey Hark, you didn't clock in today, or hey Hark, you didn't get this email done, or hey Hark, like, you didn't, like, there's none of that. Like, everyone wants to be their own boss, but one thing that they forget is that means you're your own boss. And I know it's like, no shit, idiot. Yeah, if you're working for yourself, you are your own boss. But that literally means like, and I, again, for me, it was the first time where, again, I guess you could say outside of like, Uber, which I had started, the delivery driving gigs, all that stuff, like, that was the first time where it was totally up to me. It's like you wake up, it's a your mind is just blank about what you want to do. And those first couple of months, man, like, I guess, and maybe TikTok and social media had a lot to do with this, but like during COVID, there was just a lot of different, it was like side hustles, different things you could do. And I am one who gave a lot of them a shot. I'll just start listing them off. I mean, Amazon FBA did that, failed. And I want to preface, it has nothing to do with the side hustle that I tried, but has everything to do with my lack of work ethic or my lack of discipline or my lack of finishing through what I started. I'll be the first one to admit it. That guy's on me, but I tried Amazon FBA, gave drop shipping a shot, gave reselling a shot, gave, what else did I give a shot? Gave the stock market a shot, gave, what else? I'm missing something. I already said reselling, but yeah, I can't even remember some of them. But there were so many side gigs, hustles that I started and failed those first couple of months of entrepreneurship, you know, and I primarily equate that to, again, myself, like in those four or five side gigs that I've named. Again, social media, you know, it can be pretty deceptive, but we all know, I know a couple people personally that between those niches, between those spaces have made a lot of money for themselves. And why wasn't I able to? You know, that's a question I ask, you know, myself a lot. Might be a good thing, a bad thing, but again, like a lot of things with me, just a thing that, like, why didn't it work for me? You know, why didn't Amazon FBA work? Because again, and there might be a lot of people out there kind of like myself, is like, you start something, you might have a little bit of success at first, and you start getting a little bit more success or some results, and for whatever reason it just kind of stops. The work stops, the work ethic stops, the enthusiasm kind of dies down, and that kind of goes back to just like, you're on this path of kind of finding what your passion is and what you really want to do, and along the way, like, you're gonna find there's so many things in the world for you to do to make money. I'll say that there's so many different ways, endless amount of ways an individual can make money in 2024, even in 2000, between these last 6-7 years, man, really the social media era, this internet money. And that's why, I mean, we all see it, you know, and lying to you if it didn't play a part in me taking that leap of faith of seeing someone on social media making X amount of money doing X side hustle. It kind of gets into you. It kind of plays a part in your decision making. We're all human, man. We see, hey, somebody's making $1 million a month in their bed. Like, I could do it too. Or someone's making X amount of money every day by X side hustle that you see. And you give it a shot and you actually start getting a little bit of results. But then it goes back to, you know, even something like content creation. Like, you just got to stay committed. You got to really do the damn thing. And for me, that's where I've failed in my beginning stages of entrepreneurship, is not letting things simmer. You know, maybe comparison, for me, comparison might have been the thief of joy, and it has been in some areas, because you look, don't get the results that you want, you think you should be getting, but you're getting results, but they're not the results you want. And I could take it as something as simple as, I know I haven't posted on YouTube at least for 3 months and 3 years and 7 months. I look back at my page and I have 170 subscribers still on that page. So you're telling me there's 170, and I appreciate each and every one of you that listened to what I spewed out of this mouth of mine. You're like, I'm going to follow that guy. I look at some of the videos that got 2,000 views, 3,000 views. So there's and sometimes, you know, in this world of social media, like, sometimes I guess we don't think it's real, but if I had a room of 3,000 people, or an audience of 3,000 people physically, that's a lot of people. And I have gotten that on some of my videos. And it's not even about the views, it's about the consistency of your views are gonna increase the more you post, the more engagement, etc. The money follows in the role of entrepreneurship, but You just have to buckle down and work day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out. And, you know, for me, in those first, you know, 6 months to a year, year and a half, well, that's really where I struggled, because again, it didn't matter. Like, no one woke me up out of bed and be like, yo, Hark, you know, mom didn't come in the room. I was living on my own to say, hey, you know, your alarms, you're late. You're late for school. You're late for work. Like, there was none of that. It was all self-controlled. And we ask for that, but it comes with a really, really big responsibility that I don't think most people understand. Like, if I woke up and played video games all day, like, it didn't matter to anybody. Not my boss. I didn't have a boss. And were there, you know, a couple of times in there where it was a Monday and I just kicked my feet back? I did. Didn't carry on with a lot of the things that I started. Why? Again, goes back to kind of finding that passion. And I say all that to say that, like, I think a lot of us struggle with being consistent, and it's something that we're battling with, you know, day in and day out. And I ultimately, that's really what separates people. You know, that's what separates me from a really successful podcaster, is that guy who might have the following, who might even have gotten to the point where they're monetizing it. You know, they're posting day in, you know, they have a schedule, they're posting every day, they're taking time for content. I'm not. So I don't deserve a following. I don't deserve the monetization. I don't deserve to be an influencer if that's what I want to be. And I just look back at each one of those side hustles, you know, Amazon FBA, like, a lot of it works. I didn't work, you know, dropshipping, it works. I didn't work. And it goes to show that, like, whether it's 9 to 5, whether any, you know, anything, like, if you work, it'll work. The problem is it takes time. And for whatever reason, our minds, mine included, man, I feel like they just gotten fried by social media. And again, I'll raise my hand to be the first one. Like, the quick dopamine, the scrolling, the doom scrolling, like, it's affecting. It's something that I've had to work on. And it's something that I'm getting better at. I'm not the best at it, though. I do every week still look at my screen time, like, oh my God, like, I saw some sort of interview or some sort of article that said, like, we end up spending, over the course of our lifetime, like, a third of our life, or if not 20, like, studies have shown that projecting, because, you know, again, technology has really rampantly picked up, but it hasn't really been around that long, you know, just this century, the you know, 2000, 1999 is kind of, that was the year I was born. I'm 25 now, and for me, technology has been, you know, good part of my life for the last, like, 10 years, I'd say. When I was 14, 15, I got my first phone when I was 16, which nowadays is crazy to say. I got my first actual phone when I was 16 years old. Before that, I had, you know, you have your game consoles, you have stuff like that, but, like, by no means were we iPad babies. And me having a little one now, like, he's not an iPad baby, but he's growing up with an iPad in his hands. And I guess that's just the overall of, I guess, the effect that technology is having on our, you know, generation, my generation, the generation that's coming after me. But it's kind of scary. It's like just our brains getting fried by this constant easily seeked dopamine. Then it takes a lot of rewiring. It takes a lot of self-work, which honestly, I think for me, I thank entrepreneurship for that, is the self-work that you're required to do on yourself if you even want to think about being successful in entrepreneurship, because it looks easy, You can take any hustle imaginable. Again, like I'll look, we just kind of walk through the ones that I was talking about. Like, Amazon FBA looks easy, but you're buying product. You're labeling it. You're sending it off to UPS. You're sending off packages every day. And that's just the work that that requires. If you're drop shipping, you got to set up the store, the Shopify store. You got to, do the TikTok ads. Now you got to do the TikTok shop. All those little things that are interconnected with drop shipping. Like, it requires a lot of work. And if you're not willing to do it, you won't make any money in it. And you'll kind of be like me. Well, you'll just, instead of being an entrepreneur and picking out something you want, you'll be a wantrepreneur, a jack of all trades, master of none type of guy for a couple of years before you really get kind of a reality check. And for me, I would say my reality check came, like 2 years ago, 2022, where, it was like shit had hit the fan, and everyone has those moments where shit hits the fan. And I was still living on my own, but had gotten myself in a bind and a pickle, you could say. Had to get a new car, move back in with my parents. And really just had a reality check. And I guess that's another thing that has changed is, I'm living, still am, by the way, and I'm living with my parents now, and my son has a amazing relationship with his grandparents, which took some time, took a lot of healing. It took some uncomfortable conversations that needed to be had. But we're had, and now I'm sharing a roof with them. But I'd say 2 years ago, it was August, like September 1st, 2022 is when I had moved back in with my family. And I realized a lot, I realized a lot. Realized a lot, and it was, life kind of giving me a, say life kind of gave me a reality check. Well, at the same time, just, being like, you gotta start taking life serious. I almost don't know, how to put it, but shit got real. And that's, for a lot of entrepreneurs or just people in general, is there's a moment in time, there's a crossroads, there's an inflection point in everyone's life where, things kind of have to change. And because if they don't, then it's just gonna keep getting worse and worse. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, and expecting a different result. And for that, I guess for the first, year and a half, so I was a little bit of insane. I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know, expecting like a lucky break to turn my way. I was expecting to, I don't know, just like work a little, but win big, I guess is the best way to say it. Not totally being all in on some of the things I needed to be in, being distracted. Kind of. I'm not stumbling, but I'm just kind of going into a reflection of where I was 2 years ago, because at this point I had, gave living alone a shot. It was definitely, it's very nice to live alone, but it's, there's two sides to it. Making that decision of moving back in. And if you guys, kind of have maybe followed along, I've shared before on another social media platform that I might have grown to a slight following, and in 2021 I started posting on TikTok, shared some things because, I've certain people know me as that guy that, in the Punjabi community, at least, the way you guys like to say it, I'm the guy with the guti who married a Kali, and then, X, Y, Z, et cetera, which then, that's what my title was for a little bit. I guess it still is in a lot of places, to where I last couple of years I've traveled outside the state, where I've encountered other Punjabis, and I've gotten noticed. I don't want to make myself sound like Mr. Big Shot, but I went to like a wedding in New York, and like, oh bro, you're that one guy, which honestly I never really realized it. This isn't me like tooting my own horn, but like, it's just me saying that I don't sometimes realize the power of social media, that the stuff that we post, people actually see, some people actually resonate with, that I was able to like connect with some people, based off of my story, based off of my situation, based off of kind of what I had shared, and it resonated with some people because they felt like, they could relate to somebody who was in a similar situation, but due to the nature of, what it was, that they don't have a lot of people to talk to. And I say that to, say that like social media is extremely powerful, very powerful, but, and people have taken social media and they've changed their lives. They've changed they've changed their families' lives. They've made a lot of money off of social media, which, let's be honest, a lot of us do it for that reason. Not to say it's the only reason, but like, yeah, it's a reason. We're all trying to make money, man. And especially all this day and age, like, we're all just trying to make a living. I forgot Jay-Z said it. I forgot where the line comes from. More money, more problems, or money doesn't buy, happiness. It might not buy happiness, but it sure helps pay the bills, And not to say that you just want to live for money and money's the end all be all, but it solves a lot of material problems. It solves a lot of financial struggles. It can help people, stay out of debt. It can help you have just a certain level of freedom. And I think going back to why people start entrepreneurship, it's seeking financial freedom. It's, you see somebody, hey, they're on a resort in Mexico and they just made $500 off their phone in 24 hours, or they just made $5,000 off their phone while on vacation. And you see all that, you're like, I want that. That's what I want. I want that. But what you don't realize is if that's what you want, then it takes extreme discipline. Probably you have to be 10 times more disciplined than you would be at a job. Because, yes, there's, again, the discipline that it takes to wake up every morning and clock in and clock out, and do the things that you're supposed to do. It takes a lot of discipline for that too. But at the end of the day, there is someone above you. There's a hierarchy. Your boss, a manager, someone in a higher position telling you what to do. And in entrepreneurship, that hierarchy is non-existent. It's literally you. You're your boss, you're your employee. You're your employee, you're your boss. Like, you answer to yourself, and it's every day you have to ask yourself this question, like, what did I do to like better myself? What's in my business, and what I'm doing? Like, if I'm doing Amazon FBA, like, did I check my listings today? Am I buying new inventory? If it's, if it's content, like, did I make any content today? Did I take 1,300 days to record another podcast? Oh, I did. Well, the likelihood of my page growing or me getting any following or me actually going somewhere with the podcast is slim to literally none. Versus, again, the individual that posts every day, that take out it in a schedule, that he's actually devoted to this. Like, that person, again, that person's going to those podcasts are like the podcasts that those that are out there, you know, the ones that have the millions of followers, the hundreds and thousands of views, because that person, that Joe Rogan podcast, like, that's the goal here. But how often in the last 3.5 years, how many episodes do you think that he's came out with? Probably a couple thousand. And that's the amount of days that it's been since I posted. And, you know, I say this because I'm speaking kind of out of frustration. And again, I say, like, this is my outlet. Because, like, I genuinely am sometimes, like, very frustrated with myself in a lot of different ways. You know, again, that might be the comparison, you know, the comparison of watching others start at the same time after me and be further along than I am. That could be the frustration of me, you know, just upset of myself, of, you know, not doing some of those things that, again, like, I had this, again, the last podcast was January 31st, 2021. And there are certain things that if you told, you know, Hark back then, if you told that Haki that, what was I, 21? I was turning, yeah, I was 21 and a half, I guess. I was 21 at that time. And if you told me, hey, bro, at 25, this is what life will look like, you know, there's certain parts that I would say, no way. You know, in a sense that, like, I'll already have done that, you know, and that sounds pretty arrogant of me to say now, looking back at it. And I feel like, you know, I've had to eat a lot of humble pie, a lot of it, a lot of humble pie, because in certain aspects, I have really slacked off. And again, it's very not uncomfortable for me. I'm very comfortable in honestly the truth, and not lying to myself. That's one thing that I think I'm very good at, is not lying to myself. And in certain aspects, I've let myself down. That's okay. And for anyone listening, you know, if you're upset at yourself right now, if you're not where you want to be, if you take yourself back to January 31st of 2021, and if you can put yourself back in those shoes and be like, man, I didn't think that I'd be here if you would have told me that back then. You know, take it as, one, it's okay, and two, something else that I had to realize, like, it's okay to change. I'll say that again. It's okay to change. And I guess the definition of insanity, like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But you have to get out of this constant loop, I would say. And there's a certain podcast I listen to, Paula T. Webb. You know, she talks about getting out of this loop of indifference, of all, essentially almost like accepting that, well, this is what my life is now. You know, I'm not financially free now, so that means I can never be financially free, or I've gotten myself in some financial troubles, like I'm in debt now, and that means I can never get out of debt, and I'm going to be in debt my whole life. Or, you know, maybe something relationship wise, let's say it just didn't go your way, and you're like, man, I got my heart broken, and now that I can never find love again. Like, putting these absolutes in your mind to think that just because something happened, that nothing can change from it. Like, that's something I'm sure we all fight with, but something I've had a really tough time with that. A really tough time with that, of letting go of the past, forgiving people, friends, family included, forgiving myself. I think oftentimes, this might sound a little contrary to what I was saying earlier, but you got to give yourself a break sometimes, man. And the only person that can do that is yourself. Because again, like, this life, this game of life, you know, we grow up with our families, mom, you know, parents, if we're fortunate enough to be in a two-parent household, you're fortunate enough to have siblings, you're fortunate enough to kind of grow and be raised in that atmosphere, you're fortunate enough to have friends, and for me, I feel like I've been really lucky because, man, give or take, I've had the same group of friends for like the last 20 years. We've all seen each other growing up. If you're fortunate enough to have that, like, no, I'll just be blunt. Yeah, there's only one casket at everyone's funeral. And there's, when that day comes, it's just going to be you. You don't go with your friends, as much as I would love to, you know, for that to happen. It's one casket at a time. Yeah, we come into this, you know, world as one, and we leave as one. And whatever life that you want, the reality you want to create for yourself is in your hands. And I think that is the ultimate, that's the beauty in life. That's also what makes a lot of people fearful. Because like I said, you know, it's a lot of times our realities, you know, we aren't our own kingmaker for a good part of our, I guess, our early stages in life. And that's one thing with like reading books and podcasts and things that I've listened to, is, you know, you hear the word no so many times in your life. You know, the stat goes, like, I think by the time you're 18, you've heard the word no like 160,000 times in your life. I'll say that again for the people in the back. By the time you're 18, please don't get on me if I've quoted this wrong. You've been told no 160,000 times in your life. And that can be from parent, teacher, friend, relationship, whatever. So when you get told no, so many times, and you're almost kind of, you get programmed to, per se, follow the rule. Like, not follow the rule, but you're programmed to get direction from someone else. You know, I'm kind of seeing this with Prince, who just started school. You know, he's got to be at school at this time, and, you know, this time is when he's going to eat, and this time is when he's going to have this class. And so we get wired a certain way to, you know, kind of programmed, and tying all this back into entrepreneurship, like, we have to take time to unwire ourselves, because for a good part of our young adult life, or just our, the good part of our first, our early years of life, we're at the mercy of someone else's command. Our parents, our teachers, bosses, if you started working early, and like, it's really hard to start, you know, thinking for yourself. It sounds crazy that I say that out loud, but it's really weird to think for yourself and be a free spirited mind and you know, give things a try and see where they go. It's really scary, but it's also really hard. And like those learning lessons, though, of working on yourself, that you get, that I think, you know, every entrepreneur that's out there, the entrepreneurship, like, truly humbles you, but you learn a whole hell of a lot. And like, man, we're like almost an hour in, and I still haven't mentioned like what I do now. But again, yeah, that was to the point that this might be really long, because this is my outlet, guys. Like, if you're staying this far in, like, thank you. Drop a comment if you've stayed this far. Shit, comment 55, because we're 55 minutes into this thing. Don't know how much longer. Kind of want to go a lot longer, but I might cut it up into two parts, but I might not. I might just let this thing ride. But like, it's okay. All this is okay. The realizations are okay, because you need those to be like, man, this is where I am. This is where I want to go. And this is where this is what I need to do to get there. And in whatever role that, you know, you're doing. Give me a second, man. I've been talking so much that I'm kind of thirsty. This might be. This is also, I think, this is the closest thing to a co-host I'm going to have, is my gallon of water. I'm kind of a gym bro, so it kind of goes with me everywhere I go. And I like water. I'm sorry, guys. I like to stay hydrated. But yeah, that's probably the closest thing to a co-host I'll have is my gallon of water. But where the hell was I? Entrepreneurship. Yeah, you know, kind of looking back at it, man. It's been 3 years since I've started the journey. First year humbled me. Year two was me trying to figure out what I want to do. And this is now, you know, we're probably in the summertime of 2022 as I started financial services. I got my license. I started with a brokerage, and actually, you know, I started working with my business partner. His name is Suhail. Me and we actually share this shared office space here. That's again where I'm at. I'm at the office. It's Friday, 7:36, and I decided I want to do my podcast today. I'm tired of outside, man. I'm tired of going out. I'm tired of being out. It's more fun staying inside and kind of saving money. We could talk about that another day, but yeah, financial services is what I started 2 years ago. Me and him, we started working with a brokerage, and really enjoyed it. Really started taking it serious, teaching other people about how money works, educating people on a lot of things about the financial system, giving them an opportunity. And then at the same time, you know, got my real estate license too, and incorporated, started to incorporate both fields in real estate and financial services. And one might say, again, this is where a lot of doubt comes from people. It's like, man, you should do one or the other. Like, why are you doing both? Well, they both are industries that work hand in hand. And they both, when used together, you know, real estate and insurance are very similar industries. Both require a license to get started. Both you got to join a brokerage. Both you sell something. And at the end of the day, your goal, if you're a real estate agent, is never to be an agent your whole life. It's to be an investor slash brokerage owner. Same thing in insurance. So we said, hey, why not? Let's just merge the two together. By the way, Legacy Wealth, I'll maybe drop the website link down below. You guys can come check it out. But been doing that for the last 2 years, and it's been you know, something I've really enjoyed, but again, something that has been a challenge. And I'll say it again, you know, like I've had struggles. I've had suffered losses financially. I've lost friends. I've lost business partners along the way, just learning how the business goes. And if I compare that to, you know, some of my friends who, like I said, man, they've that are in the corporate world, like in those 3 years, they've climbed up, they've gotten the pay raises, which I'm always happy for them. And their successes and what they're doing, but they might not have had to see some of the stuff that I've had to see, but that's just kind of what I signed up for. But yeah, man, that's, you know, that's kind of where we're at. Now you bring present day in. 2024 has been also a crazy year, in a sense that there's been a lot of change, both good and bad. You know, me and my parents, we bought a new home. We'll see if, you know, I might pop up a house tour or something like that. If you guys want to see that, we got a brand new house. Like I said, Prince is going to school. I just turned 25, which, like, man, turning 25 is almost like, again, I have some older friends now. I, you know, just with Prince and some of his friends, you know, they're a lot older. And, you know, and around my birthday, I was kind of down, you know, because, again, just this, like this thing that I struggle with of living in the past, and you know, I'm not where I want to be, or I'm not where I thought I'd be, or I've let time go by, and just the things of like letting go of the past. You know, around my birthday, like maybe two weeks ago, like I was pretty down. Not gonna lie to you. I think they call it like birthday depression or something, and it was in full effect. You know, I was having all the realizations of 25, and I'm halfway close. You know, I'm closer to 30 than I am 20, which is an insane thing to say. I'm 5 years from being 30 years old. And again, the cool thing about being a young parent is, you know, I've been given this opportunity to like just grow up with Prince. And as he's growing, you know, I'm growing as well, because, you know, I didn't have my kid in my 30s. I didn't have the belly bump. His mom did, but you know, you guys know what I mean. It's kind of funny. Guys say it's like they're pregnant, and you know, I'm saying I wasn't pregnant, but you know what I mean. But
a few moments later.
Midlife crisis, birthday depression. Yes. So, yeah, man, these years are kind of just, honestly, they're flying by. And, well, I'm saying by the time I'm going to be 30, Prince is going to be 12. By the time he's 18, I won't even be 40 yet, which is crazy to say. So it's been really cool to just grow up with him. And however the cookie crumbled, man, I'm glad it crumbled this way. Because, you know, just being a dad has also taught me a lot about real life. And just being a parent, one, teaches you that's really what life is about. So, you know, like raising a kid, raising another human being is really one of the best things that anyone can honestly do. I don't care if I had a kid at 18. I cannot imagine my world any other way than having Prince in it. And I phrase it that he's like mini me, but it's just another aspect of life. And you look at your kid and you're like, man, like there is not only is there a lot more to life, but like, you still have a lot of ways to go. And you know, knock on wood, I don't know when I am destined to leave this earth, but hopefully it's not for another 50, 60, 70 years, and I get to, you know, live out this full life with, you know, my son, and get to see him grow as well. But it's just crazy, man. I think that's a lot of the times, that's really what I just come down to. And that's sometimes all I can say is that's really crazy. Is like, and I think one thing, another thing, you know, older you get, and I promise I'm wrapping up here soon, guys. I promise I'm wrapping up. Again, it's just been 1,330 days since I recorded my last podcast, so surely I don't have much to say, right? No, I actually have a lot to say. but I guess the older you get, another thing you see about how precious life is. You know, tell your loved ones you love them. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't do it as much as I should. Just no need to have a big circle, really. Count on one hand, and that's probably how many people are really going to be with you throughout your entire life. No one's going to be there more than your family. Again, I speak for myself, and I feel very blessed that that is the case. Not everyone has or is afforded that luxury, but like you're keep your family close. And a lot of times when we get older, man, we really want to shun our family away, but you know, just kind of always nagging, always bugging, but like there's going to be a point in time where you miss it. You miss it. And, you know, luckily for me, that, thank God that that day hasn't come yet. But I do realize that it's going to come sooner rather than later. Just how time works, and just cherish that time. As if I wrap, if I can like put a bow on this whole podcast, a message to anyone that's listening. Again, if you're listening still at this 106, 107 mark, like, props to you. But like, time is the most valuable asset that you have. I hate to tell you guys, it's not your employer. It's not the money that you have. It's really, you know, it's time and it's your health. Because time, you know, although it might seem limitless, it's not infinite. Like, we're only here on this earth for an X amount of time. And don't know how many people believe in religion, or, you know, what your religion states, but, you know, my religion states, like, we have a start and an end date. You don't know your end date. There's only one person that does, and that's the man above. So for however long you're here, like, embrace it and live life. It's okay to live life, and along with living life, you understand that there's ups and there's downs. And if there's downs, that just means you're closer to an up. But if you're up, be humble enough to know that it might be, you know, time for some adversity, and how are you going to deal with it? And it's just this unique circle of life that I'm just glad that I get to live and just be, you know, on this earth, essentially. Just kind of want to end this expressing gratitude, which I don't do enough of. I'm not as grateful as I should be. And when you look at what's going on around the world, I have it very, very well. I have it very good. And some of you might listen, might be like, this might be like, yeah, man, I'm a hard guy. Like, I have it pretty good. To, like, just understand that. Like, look at where you are. Be appreciative, one. Be grateful. But always have an ambition for getting better, doing better. And if you're in a place where you don't want to be, like, you can change it, man. Like, you can change it. And the only person that's standing in the way is you. Honestly, like, again, I'll say this. You are your biggest enemy. But that also means that you are your biggest ally. You are your biggest supporter. You have to be your best friend. Because if you're not, you know, there's like, there's always two voices. I feel like for me, there's a positive voice and a negative voice in my head at all times, whether it's thoughts, whether it's my take on something. And there's always these two voices, and it's like, which voice do you let affect you more? Do you let the positive one affect you more, or do you let the negative one affect you more? And for a good majority, I've let the negative one speak loudly. But for me, it's kind of been this, I've come to this acceptance phase of accepting where I'm at, accepting what has so far happened in my life, understanding that it's part of my chapter, and just relishing in what's next to come. Because I'm not afraid to say, like, I know there's a lot of great things coming. And you shouldn't be afraid to say that. Because you have to be your biggest cheerleader. And in saying all that, I say thank you for everyone that gave this podcast a listen. Just like I've done before, I promise I'll try my very best to try to do this again. Could be next week. Wouldn't it be a damn thing for me to have back-to-back podcast? And what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to make a separate TikTok for this podcast, stitch some clips on there, you know, do the whole thing, direct it back to the YouTube, try to get this thing some traction, And if you like what you heard today, give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to my channel. And one thing I hope is it's not 1,330 days since, or I hope it won't be another 1,300 days since I talked to you guys. I look forward to doing this again very soon. I'm out. Peace.